Regular meeting. Ladies.
So the next application is 11,979. Paul Licardello seeks variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback, section 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northwest side of Bridgeway Drive East, approximately 291 feet southwest of Woodland Drive. Circle the 911. Address is 32761 Bridgeway Drive East, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 11, part 11.20, parcel 210. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail return. Specifically, they're requesting a 3.8-foot variance, a 3.31-foot a 3.3-foot variance, a 7.8-foot variance, a 3-foot variance, a 3.6-foot variance, a 6.7-foot variance, an 8.3-foot variance, and a 7.8-foot variance. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. My name is Paul Licardello. My address is 335 Beacon Avenue, Paulsboro, New Jersey. Okay. Michael Licardello, 520 Beacon Avenue, Paulsboro, New Jersey.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
And if you can just repeat your name when you step up to the microphone. Thank you.
Good evening. Paul Licardello. I'm the executor of my father's estate. He passed away back in October. And what we're trying to do is get the property legal to put it up for sale.
Okay.
All conditions of the property were pre-existing before my father, you know, before we got to this. I do have letters I thought I turned in when we were here filling out the application. I do have one from Angola by the Bay, and there was one from Matt and Colleen Mercandani.
We do have that. I apologize. There is a letter of support from the Mercandani's.
Yes. You want this one?
We'll take that one as well.
As we know, going through the criteria, like I said, all the properties, all pre-existing stuff before it was handed down to us after my father passed. On the survey itself, there's a couple little boxes that you know, they're just Rubbermaid sheds that we're getting rid of. They're not even going to be there. If you guys have any questions for us or...
Well, you're going to have to go down the unique to five reasons for criteria for a variance.
All right, on number one, it's an original structure, was a mobile home that my father built. Well, not built, but we purchased it, and we put this addition on the house. So he should have, all the permits should have been in with Georgetown, and everything should have been legal and done. It was made into a home. So now it was like I said, a mobile home at first.
When did he do the addition?
What year was it? I believe it was 92 or 93, I believe.
And when was the home placed?
Excuse me?
When was the home placed at that time, too?
No. Yeah, well, the mobile home was already on the property when he purchased it.
Okay.
And we just kind of made that into, a house. Well, he just added the addition onto it.
Okay.
Number two, I guess for us to try to sell the home, we don't want to tear the house down because it's already an existing place there. So, with number three, he said the property was passed on to us when he passed away. Number four, it is comparable to what's in the development now. There's not too many mobile homes in there. It's more of it's a house. Okay. We recently just had the Class C certification done. We had a foundation put under it. So it looks like more of a house now. It was at medium variances at the time. Along as passed to me by my father, we would just bring to the property into compliance. And I think I got everything.
Okay. Mr. Burtman?
You have the boxes. What are those, sheds?
No, they're like little Rubbermaid storage boxes. He kept his boat stuff in there. They're gone. We're going to take them out of there. They're not even...
Okay, behind the shed, there's another box.
Yeah, that one's coming out.
That's coming out, too?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
No other questions?
Okay.
How did you know that you were not in compliance?
I had talked to a realtor to see what we have to do to get the property ready for sale, and she says, you might have some setback problems here. You might want to look into it. So that's when we got the whole process going.
Good. That's a good, because the bank would not let you, would make you do this anyway.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So if you had a mortgage.
Right. And so we did just convert it to a Class C mobile.
When did you do that?
We just had that done back in March or April. So the permits are all taken care of. We had it all done.
You made that improvement knowing
yes.
that you weren't in compliance?
Well, that was after the realtor told us, hey, if you want to, you know, to get a better value for your home, you might want to try to shop around and get the foundation put under it, because it would be harder to try to sell it because it's still considered a class or a regular mobile, not a Class C, or it's a home.
Mr. Mills?
One question. When was that deck put, the handicap ramp put in?
Was the handicap ramp was done in 2008. It was for my mom. She had to go for chemo treatments, and she was having a hard time walking. And my dad had, you know, he had the verbal approval from Angola to put this ramp up. Not sure the process that he went on after that to get it approved, but I know it is to spec. The inclines and everything were just at the time was
any complaints from neighbors or anything?
No, not at all.
Okay, that shed in the rear yard, is there a chance it could be moved closer to compliance, or is that
it is right on the house? The okay. shed that's back
so there. It can't be moved?
No.
All right, and your front property line appears there's a difference between your edge of paving and that. Is that your understanding as well?
Well, what happens that runs under the house? Where the deck and the house meet up at?
No, I'm talking your front property line.
Okay.
To East Ridgeway Drive.
Right.
It looks to me like there's a gap between where that road is paved and your front property
line.
Yes,
there's stone because they have a drainage
okay.
thing.
So it makes your front yard look a little bigger?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve. What is it? What case will we be?
11979.
That's it. That's right in front of me.
Okay.
11979. The applicant has addressed the criteria for a variance and the uniqueness of the property cannot otherwise be developed, not created by the applicant, because your father evidently had a lot to do with this, right?
Yes.
Well, not older central character of the neighborhood. You've stated that most of the homes are in that category. And number five, the minimum variance, okay, to be applied.
Thank you.
So with that, 11979, make a motion that we approve.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I second it.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Rickards, a second by Mr. McKee, that we approve case number 11979. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. McGee again?
Record?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11979 is approved.
Thank you.